If you want to be a success, never, ever, ever do or think these things.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink, bringing you the Law of Attraction podcast from the Secret Temple. The Secret Temple is that place where the ancient mysteries are locked up and brought to life for you on this podcast to empower your life, to help you have the things that you want. Look, you deserve to have an incredible life. You deserve to manifest the money that you need. You have dreams. You want that new house. You want that dream vacation. It's yours. You can claim it with the power of your vibration, the power of your thoughts, the power of your mind, and the power of your actions. But there are some things you never, ever, ever want to do or think about. Because if you do, they tend to clog up the gears in trying to attract. And that's what I mean. I just said it exactly the way I meant it. You're trying to attract what you want. I don't want you trying. I want you doing. There is no trying. There is only doing in attracting the love of your life, your soulmate, the perfect relationship, saving your marriage, health, vitality, all the good things that you want. A better business, a bigger company, advancement, more sales, more opportunity. You can have it all, but never, ever do or say or think these things. Number one, waste your time feeling sorry for yourself. You know, there's no upside to feeling sorry for yourself. I mean, look, it's natural sometimes for people who go through some serious challenges in life to say, wow, I have been gut punched. I mean, this is my job turned against me. My family turned against me. My church turned against me. The city turned against me. You know, the sky broke open and began shooting thunderbolts and lightning at me. It turned against me. Even if all that is happening, how does feeling sorry for yourself, how does that empower you? How does that change a damn thing? It doesn't. I mean, I wish that we could go through a crisis and then just lay down on the ground and start crying and feeling sorry for ourselves, because that's what we want to do. When we go through a crisis, we are useless. But there's no room for useless. You're creating your life. You're designing your reality. You are a co-creator of everything you see, touch, and feel. And I know that's tough for some of you to buy, and some of you are clicking off the podcast right now, but others are listening a little bit louder. Feeling for yourself only attracts more of what you don't want. Feeling sorry for yourself. You want to attract more of what you don't want? Keep feeling sorry for yourself. Keep complaining about the man. Keep complaining about your church group. Keep complaining about your company. Keep complaining about your ex. I have a client right now. Man, oh man, that's all she does is complain about her ex. And she goes from these strong emotional outbursts of hatred and anger to need and want. Neither of those are going to attract him back. They're not attractive characteristics to begin with. And you think about that. Okay, here's another one. Never, ever, ever do or think these things. I never want you to give away your power. Sir Francis Bacon said, knowledge is power. The more you are engaged in learning, the more you are applying what you learn, the more you are seeking specialized knowledge in your field, in your trade, the more power you have. And you don't have to give that power away to anyone. Look, you have the same 24 hours a day as everyone else. So, what are you studying today? What books are you reading? What audio programs are you listening to? What TV shows are you watching? What are you doing to increase your knowledge base, to increase your power? When you start hanging out with the buds, wasting time doing nothing, guess what? You're giving up your power. You don't have to give up your power to anything or anyone. Never, ever, ever do or think these things. I never want you to fear change because change, my friends, it's inevitable. It will happen. It is happening and it's going to happen tomorrow and today. It happened yesterday. That's the way the world works. I like an there's a line from the Invocation of Thoth and it says, changing ever yet ever the same. Things are always changing. They're always evolving. Yet there's some things that are kind of always the same. So fearing change will not help you adapt to new change. And that's what you need to do. That's the problem is a lot of people get very rigid and they lack their adaptability. When you lack your adaptability, you're lacking your ability to go with the flow and to be in control of your reality, you become a victim. You start practicing the law of attraction in reverse and start attracting what you don't want. The next thing is I want you to focus on your circle of influence. There's some things you can do. Okay? You're in your office, right? You have a circle of influence there. There's things you can change right now in your office. You can move a desk around. You can clean this up. You can organize that. You can buy a filing cabinet. And then there are things that are going on the other side of the globe or, you know, in the family somewhere or some other thing that, you know, you just, it's a circle of concern. You're concerned about it, but you don't have influence. I want you to focus on your circle of influence. What is it that you influence in your life? Now, here's the secret. The more you focus on your circle of influence, the larger your circle of influence will get. It'll start to move into your circle of concern. But if you start focusing all your time on your circle of concern, you'll lose control over your circle of influence. I hope this helps you. For more information on this concept, the book by Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Never, ever do or think these things. Never, never fear taking risks. Look, getting out of bed in the morning is a risk. As a matter of fact, staying in bed is a risk. You know, where was it that that person was in their bed sleeping and an asteroid from millions of miles away traveled through space and time for thousands and thousands of years to land in this guy's house and kill him? He was in bed. Okay? So, let's not fear taking risks. because there's risk in everything we do. We were born risk takers. Now, I am for taking calculated risks. I want you to weigh things out. And that's very important. Don't take stupid risks where there's no payoff. There's no payoff. There are safe ways to get your adrenaline rush. You don't need to take stupid risks. But let's focus on being risk takers in business. Because that's when you build big businesses. That's when you do great things with your business. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your alchemy life coach. Want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Look us up on the net. And let me tell you this. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's sit down and plan out a miracle or two in your life. You deserve to have an incredible life. You deserve to have the love you crave, the happiness that you long for, the purpose, the money, the joy, the travel, whatever it is you want. I'm here to tell you, you can have it all. There is nothing stopping you. And I mean that. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We'll be right back after this important announcement.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zenk's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zenk and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.
The book of Isaiah, Isaiah 43, says, "Do not remember the past. Pay no attention to things of old." And so the next thing that I think is important to give up is dwelling on the past. Do not remember the past. Pay no attention to the things of old. When you're focusing on the past, you're not creating a future. When you're focusing on the past, you're not attracting through the law of attraction the life that you want to live. You've got to project yourself out into the future. What does your future look like? And the more compelling you can make it, the more power you have in manifesting what you want. You've got to make your future compelling. You can't do that dwelling on the past. Yeah, there's some fun stuff there. You know, having a little bit of laughter about the past is good. A little reminiscing from time to time. But get your mind back on the future and on the present. You know, meta goals, projecting yourself, and then breaking it down into micro goals and taking action. Never, ever, ever keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. That's stupid. Okay, I know. I understand it's hard sometimes. But have you ever noticed? I've noticed this, but I'm kind of an observer of people. Have you ever noticed that the person who is, say, in the left lane driving down the highway and they cut you off, you know, and you're in the right lane. So they're in the left lane, you're in the right lane, they cut you off and they And you look at their car, and they've got a dent there. In other words, they keep making the same mistake. How about, and I don't mean to belittle anybody, so please, how about people, women who keep saying, you know, I've been with two or three different men, they all beat me up. They all rape me. I've run into that. They keep making the same mistake. I have a friend who, a client, and she says she's been raped several times through date rape type drugs, you know. And I said, how were you raped several times? I can understand once, but several times? I don't understand that. Why is it that human beings keep making the same mistake over and over and over again? It's craziness. It's lunacy. Stop it. Never, ever do or think these things. Never, never resent other people's success. Be excited. When you see somebody who was driving a Hyundai one day and they're driving a Beamer the next, you applaud for them. Get excited, okay? That's what the world is about. That's what America is about. It's about people taking their life to the next level through hard work, through ingenuity, through the law of attraction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get excited for other people's success, because that's how it comes to you as well. When you resent other people's success, part of you is resenting your own future success. So don't go there. That's not how to attract. Never, ever, ever give up after a failure. Okay, there is no such thing as failure, first and foremost. Failure just is outcome. It's just results telling you, okay, don't do it this way again. This way worked a little bit, but not enough, or it didn't work at all. So don't do it that way again. Try it this way next time. Failure, let me give you another word for failure. A better word for failure is feedback. So you get some feedback. Didn't work that way. Didn't work out so well. And now try it a different way. Never, ever give up after you've received a little bit of negative feedback. Never, ever, ever give up because you expect immediate results. You know, some things happen like instantly, and other things take time. And I'm not always certain why some things take time and other things happen instantly. But when you expect immediate results. I did my affirmations 10 times. I did them 10 times. And he didn't call me. Come on, get real. You're not changing. People that get results in life change from the inside out. They change on a gut level. That's when you start making things happen. That's when opportunities, that's when the woman that you lost comes back to you. When you've changed on a gut level, that's when those sales that leveled out at $200,000 a year now start hitting $500,000, because you've changed on a gut level. That's when your business that was doing $2.5 million starts pumping it up to $10 million. Because your culture within your business has changed on a gut level and you are attracting new stuff. Stop expecting immediate results. Never, ever, ever believe your limiting beliefs. You either choose right now, this moment, you say it out loud if you really mean it. I have no limits. I am co-creator of my reality. Or you believe your limiting beliefs. I can't do it. I'm too old, too young. And you've heard me go through the whole litany. You don't need that. Your limiting beliefs, give them up now. They're killing you. They're holding you back, 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 back. Okay? You know that. Okay, we are looking for a few good people. We're like the Marines. We're like the U.S. Marines. We're looking for a few good people who want to become miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches. And if you're one of those people, be sure to write us and let us know a little bit about yourself and why you think you would be an exceptional miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. It's a 6-month program. It's a lot of fun. You learn a lot of stuff. It's not easy. There's some live, teleseminars that we do, and it's, you know, you're just into a whole different level of consciousness when you get into the Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching program, certification program. So if you're interested, you can visit our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and send us an email. Let us know. Okay, we're out of time. We got to go. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today. Because we're watching. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.